From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, The Altar at Ebal, The Cross, the Law, and Our Justification, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. When our Lord in mercy passed by and saw us in our blood, He first of all said, Live. And this He did first, because life is one of the absolutely essential things in spiritual matters, and until it be bestowed, we are incapable of partaking in the things of the kingdom. Now the life which grace confers upon the saints at the moment of their quickening is none other than the life of Christ, which, like the sap from the stem, runs into us, the branches, and establishes a living connection between our souls and Jesus. Faith is the grace which perceives this union, having proceeded from it as its first fruit. It is the neck which joins the body of the church to its all-glorious head. O faith, thou bond of union with the Lord, is not this office thine? And thy fit name in the economy of gospel types and symbols apposite, the church's neck, identifying her in will and work, with him ascended? Faith lays hold upon the Lord Jesus with a firm and determined grasp. She knows his excellence and worth, and no temptation can induce her to repose or trust elsewhere. And Christ Jesus is so delighted with this heavenly grace that he never ceases to strengthen and sustain her by the loving embrace and all-sufficient support of his eternal arms. Here, then, is established a living, sensible, and delightful union which casts forth streams of love, confidence, sympathy, complacency, and joy, whereof both the bride and bridegroom love to drink. When the soul can evidently perceive this oneness between itself and Christ, the pulse may be felt as beating for both, and the one blood as flowing through the veins of each. Then is the heart as near heaven as it can be on earth, and is prepared for the enjoyment of the most sublime and spiritual kind of fellowship.
With God.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then please take our thanks for taking the time to do so. You may contact us by email or telephone or by regular mail. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. From the text in Joshua chapter 8, verses 30 through 32, the account of Joshua building an altar to God on Mount Ebal, we learn that Joshua was fulfilling the command of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 27. According to that passage, Mount Ebal was the place of blessing, while its opposite, Mount Gerizim, was the place of the curse. From this narrative, Dr. Cairns has declared that the cross of Christ planted in the soil of the curse replaced the curse of sin with blessing for those who trust in Christ for salvation. Dr. Cairns has been showing how the cross of Christ meets every standard of the law of God, thereby procuring the justification of his people. The law God gave in the Old Testament has not changed in any respect. The sentence still remains, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The Lord Jesus' sacrifice satisfied God's law. It justifies believers and delivers them from condemnation, thereby securing peace. Now to conclude this message, the altar at Ebal, the cross, the law, and our justification, here is Dr. Cairns.
When the Lord Jesus on Calvary cried, "It is finished," did he really mean there was something more to be done? There was something more to be said? God was still expecting a little more? No, sir. He did satisfy the law. But if he satisfied the law, then all for whom his death prevails, he justifies. You see, as Paul said, Romans 5 and 9, we are now justified by his blood. Justified by his blood. What's that saying? It's saying that the law of God, which in a very real way was present at Calvary, the law of God is as present on Mount Calvary as it was on Mount Sinai. Its thunders were as loud on Calvary as they were on Sinai. Its fire was as great at Calvary as it was at Sinai. There you have the law of God, right at the cross of Jesus Christ. But the law accepts the obedience of Christ. The law accepts the oblation and sacrifice of Christ on behalf of every person for whom Christ stood as substitute. That's the message. The law asks no further action. The law seeks from them no further payment. The law imposes on those people no further punishment. Why? Because in their victim, in their substitutionary sacrifice, they have satisfied the law. They have paid its penalty. They have met its precept. They're justified. And the beautiful thing that comes to mind as we link all this with the picture in Joshua chapter 8, with the law standing by as the witness to all this, the cross of Christ has converted the law of God from being our prosecutor and our judge to being the chief witness for our defense. The law thunders judgment against the Christless unbeliever, but the law proclaims salvation. Legal salvation. Lawful deliverance. The law proclaims it for all who are covered by the blood of Christ's atonement. Paul said in Romans 10, verse 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to believers. I think we can most simply and clearly understand that. The word end has many different strands of thought in it. But it simply means Christ is the fulfillment of the law unto righteousness. He is the fulfillment of the law producing righteousness for His believing people. He is the fulfillment of the law, thereby conferring upon His people a righteousness that constitutes them legally perfect in the sight of God and legally delivered from every condemnation of the law of God. Not much wonder the same apostle in the same epistle says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Being justified, we are reconciled. And he later says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Being justified and reconciled, we are secure for all eternity. And there's not a demon in hell that can ever bring us down to the pit. There's not an angel in heaven that could ever bring an accusation against our soul. There is not a law in the book of God that can ever thunder an accusation against us. Why? Because Christ is the end of the law, the fulfillment of the law, and He produces righteousness for us. That's why Paul could say, we are accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6. We are accepted in the Beloved. And notice how he immediately ties it into the cross. In whom we have redemption through His blood. We are accepted through the blood of the cross. Because, as Colossians 1:20 says, Christ made peace through the blood of His cross. It's a great lesson that Joshua's altar with the pillars of the law beside it has to teach us. It's a lesson for life. It's a lesson that will stand you in good stead when the chilling waters of Jordan roll around your feet. The devil would seek to afflict you with the terrors of death. It's a lesson that will stand the test of the judgment day. The cross of Jesus Christ meets every standard of the law of God and thereby procures the justification of every believer. Can I ask you today? Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? Have you ever come to saving faith in Jesus Christ? It's the only place of safety. You miss Christ, you will undoubtedly and eternally come under the judgment, the fury, and the curse of the broken law of God. The God who cast angels out of heaven and Adam out of Eden and burned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and drowned the world in the days of Noah will yet again visit this world with the fire of vengeance, and He will not let one unbeliever escape. For our Lord Jesus Christ is soon to be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's time that you stopped playing and trifling with your soul. It's time, my friend, that you realized you're in the high road to hell if you're not in Christ. Oh, repent and be converted. Repent and believe the gospel. Christ died for the ungodly. Ungodly as you are, come to Him. Trust Him. Shelter neath His cross. And you'll be saved. You'll be justified. Justified. And accepted with the approval of God's law. Do you say this morning, preacher, my faith has found its resting place, not in device nor creed. I do trust the ever-living One. His wounds for me shall plead. If that's your stand today, then get a grip. Get a grip. As Eleazar got a grip of the handle of the sword until it embedded itself in his flesh and he could not let go. Get a grip by faith of this great truth. Christ has satisfied God for me. God is pleased with my Savior, and in Him He is pleased with me. God welcomed my Savior to glory, and in Him He welcomes me. God can no more reject me, a believer in Christ, then He can reject Christ. God would overturn His own law were He to reject one soul for whom Jesus made atonement. Hide. Hide in Christ. Because remember it again, at the cross, He satisfied every precept and every penalty of the law, and thereby purchased our justification. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. We thank Thee it's a good word, because it's a gospel word. It's a Christ-centered word. Oh, we thank Thee for that perfect Savior, for that perfect work of the cross. We thank Thee that there Christ magnified Thy law. And there He satisfied it. And there He purchased our justification. Father in heaven, bring souls to personal faith in Christ. This preacher can't get through the hardness of the heart. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Oh God, regeneration is Thy sovereign work. Lord, do that work today. Bring souls to repentance and faith, to justification in Christ. Bless Thy people. How the devil would like to move us away from the solid ground of Calvary. How he wants to get us onto the shifting sands of opinion, or passing feeling, or circumstances. Our God, get our feet on the solid rock of Christ's finished work. Get our thinking straight. We may go out of this house today full of Christ and rejoicing in our acceptance in Him. Part us with Thy blessing. Grant that Thy grace, Thy mercy, and Thy peace will be our abiding portion, both this Sabbath day and evermore. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.